Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie, and today we have highlights from a duo concert by pianist Bill Mays and trumpet and flugelhorn player Marvin Stamm. The concert was part of the Art of Jazz series presented on the second Thursday of each month by Earshot Jazz and the Seattle Art Museum with the support of KPLU. There are some great duos without the seemingly obligatory bass and drums, and we have a great duo on today's show, Bill Mays and Marvin Stamm in a musical conversation. The pianist, Bill Mays, grew up in California. His early work was in San Diego and Los Angeles, playing club dates and recording studios with most of the area's top players. Also popular as an accompanist, he worked with Sarah Vaughan and others. Bill moved to New York in 1984 and quickly plunged into that city's jazz milieu, from the Village Vanguard to Carnegie Hall. In addition to this duo with Marvin Stamm, Bill also is in the classical crossover The Inventions Trio, a piano-based drums trio, and other groups. He's recorded over a dozen albums. Trumpet and flugelhorn player Marvin Stamm has been a professional musician since graduating from North Texas State in the early 60s when he joined Stan Kenton as a soloist, and then in the mid-60s with Woody Herman. Settling then in New York, he quickly became an active jazz and studio player with the Thad Jones Mel Lewis Band, Duke Pearson, Frank Sinatra, Benny Goodman, Patrick Williams and Michelle Legrand, Louis Belson, and many others. Marvin Stamm also has several albums as a leader in his own, in addition to those partnering with Bill Mays. On this show, we'll be listening to the Bill Mays-Marvin Stamm duo playing for an enthusiastic audience at the Seattle Art Museum, opening with a contrafact. This is We Two, a tune by trumpeter Louis Smith based on the standard Lover Come Back to Me. Thank you. We Two, composition by Lewis Smith, played by the duo of Marvin Stamm on trumpet and Bill Mays at the piano. This concert from the Seattle Art Museum in the Art of Jazz series. It's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Here's Marvin Stamm.
Thank you very much. We're very happy to be here. This is a great room to play in. You really feel the intimacy, but you also feel the bigness of the room. It's very nice. A lot of times when jazz musicians play, they stand up and they play, and everything is about their particular solo at that time. What Bill and I try to do, or what we do, is we actually converse with one another. As you can hear, when we're playing with one another, one will express an idea, and then immediately the other will try to pick up on that idea and really converse about the tune that we're playing on. We try to use what classical musicians do in chamber music. We use a lot of dynamics, not just loud, not just soft, but to try to really make the music flow in the way a chamber music group would. But we try to do this while improvising, and in doing so, it's what jazz musicians call risk-taking. And if you're not willing to take some risk when you're playing jazz, then you're not really doing anything but repeating the same thing over and over again. So if you see one of us fall off a chair, don't worry, it's just a little bit of risk-taking. Well, enough talk. We're going to continue with a tune. I don't know how many of you are familiar with the name Kenny Wheeler, a magnificent trumpet soloist from England. I had the great pleasure of touring with for about 3 years and sitting next to this gentleman, and every evening was a thrill hearing him play. He's also a very fine composer. He, unfortunately in my case, he passed away about a year and a half ago, but this is one of my favorite pieces, and Bill has come to love it too. This is a ballad entitled Widow in the Window. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Widow in the Window, Kenny Wheeler. We're going to continue with an original of mine now. This was written for a lady named Gemma who had beautiful eyes. And so this piece is called Gemma's Eyes. Thank you. We're going to honor Clifford Brown in a standard, a classic. This is Clifford Brown's Joy Spring. Thank you. Mr. Marvin Stamm. I'm Bill Mays.
You're listening to a concert in the Art of Jazz series from the Seattle Art Museum, coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Marvin Stamm introduces the next piece.
We're going to play a lovely little tune written by a marvelous piano player from Gothenburg, Sweden. His name is Lars Jansson. He's a magnificent pianist. He's a marvelous composer, and he's a great orchestrator and arranger for big bands and orchestras. And this has become a favorite of Bill's and mine. It's entitled Marionette.
Thank you.
Marionette. Oh, what a beautiful piece. But then he's from Sweden. It's a beautiful place. I'd like to play two pieces for you. A piece written by Phil Woods, the great alto saxophonist that left us earlier this week. Phil was a major figure, of course, in this music, and a wonderful composer as well. Also a lyricist, a singer, a pianist, and boy, could the man hang. I had the pleasure of playing the last 8 years in his band, and I'd like to just play one chorus of Phil's piece that he wrote when Bill Evans passed. He wrote a dedication to Bill called Goodbye, Mr. Evans. Tonight it'll be Goodbye, Mr. Woods, and then Marvin and I will play for you Old Folks. Thank you.
You're listening to a concert with Bill Mays at the piano, Marvin Stamm on flugelhorn. We just heard two pieces, Goodbye, Mr. Evans, composed by Phil Woods, and Old Folks. The concert's coming to you in the Art of Jazz series from the Seattle Art Museum on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Here's Bill Mays.
Man, it's so nice to be back in Seattle. I love Seattle. I was just thinking about a lot of things. Losing Phil this week, we played that tune and a flood of memories came back. Parnell's at Pioneer Square, the original Jazz Alley up in the University District. I'll never forget it it was a fun week playing duo with Gary Peacock, but I caught walking pneumonia while I was there. We're going to play an interesting combination of two altered blues, one by Miles Davis, one by Bud Powell. The Bud Powell tune is called Dance of the Infidels, and Miles Davis is Sippin' at Bell's, which was a venue in, I think, Philly, where people used to go and sip. And I actually combined the two of them in a contrapuntal way as an exercise for piano students to help them learn two-hand independence and dexterity. So we will play this for you now. It's part of the library of our trio, the Inventions Trio, that we have with Elisa Horn, a marvelous cellist that works with us, and this is one of the things we do together. So this is Miles' Sippin' at Bell's and Bud Powell's Dance of the Infidels. Thank you.
Dance of the Infidels and Sippin' at Bells, played by this wonderful duo of Bill Mays at the piano and Marvin Stamm on flugelhorn. Thanks to the musicians for allowing us to record and broadcast their music on today's show. Wonderful concert here at the Seattle Art Museum, part of the Art of Jazz series presented by Earshot Jazz and the Seattle Art Museum on the second Thursday of each month. I'm Jim Wilkie. Hope you've enjoyed our music today. You're listening to KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle at 88.5, KPLI Olympia 90.1, KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria 89.3, KPLK Cedar Woolley 88.9, and streaming worldwide at kplu.org.